broadcasting from the Honda North studios. Did you know January is a great month to buy a used car? At Honda North, most cars have been marked down, and many are below KBB Blue Book retail values. Swing in to see what we have, or browse right now from any device at HondaNorth.net during the trade-in, trade-up sales event. Going on now. WLER. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome aboard. The Grassroots Show is here, The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com. This is our local music show where we set the scene straight, or at least make that attempt, here in Western Pennsylvania. Bottom line is this, folks, we're here to expose you a bit to the local music scene and let you know the fabulous people that are involved and the talents that are here, and let you hear a little bit of their music too. And we're going to visit tonight with a gentleman from Akron, Ohio, who grew up in this area but is part of the Akron music scene and connected to the Pennsylvania Rock Show too. So we'll talk with John Lane coming up, but we welcome you. Brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh is our show, and this segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. And we're coming off of a very impressive opening Rock Done Right tour stop, the Shady Lady Productions show, Southern Fried Rock Show. You set the bar awfully high. I don't know if that's attainable the rest of the year, to be honest with you.
12 years running, and hats off to Peter Bees for supporting it all this time, and live music, and always a good time.
Wow, what a great lineup, and all stars. I mean, that was a headlining show, but you had everybody all in one. I mean, it was a pretty good way to kick off the Rock Done Right tour this year that we have had in place now here for the second year. Last year, it got its feet wet in April when we put together a show with the Needs Hotel Band down at the Strand Theater, and did that to support not only venues where you can see local music, but the bands surrounding it, and really to help promote our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And it's become almost its own entity at the same time. And we've got a full schedule of events for the entire year coming for you, and we're really excited about it.
Well, you know, we have a connection here with our first segment sponsor here, Meat Locker Recording, and also to the Southern Fried Rock Show, and then probably the first song I'm going to play tonight. But got to go out to a convention last weekend in Hershey, the Fair and Showman's Convention. And, you know, we've seen some video recently of Meat Locker Recording doing some recording with Isaac Cole. Mm-hmm. And he was out there, and he was doing some performances and had a booth out there. And, you know, he's been making a lot of noise. And recent winner of a songwriting award and some great stuff. So he's on the move. But also ran into friends of ours who played last night at the Southern Fried Rock Show, and that was East Coast Turnaround.
And they were out in Hershey doing some networking, which is really phenomenal. I guess that's something that I didn't really pay attention to before. Something new for me of ways that bands are handling themselves like a business, where you would go get a booth and showcase your business and the goods that you have to show, or your handiwork that you display. Bands are able to do that just the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And we always talk about doing that, if you do run your band as a business or not. And they're hardworking, and you know that I know it paid off for them. And it was kind of cool too, because they had sort of an impromptu open mic one of the nights during the convention, and so we got to see East Coast Turnaround jump up a couple guys, you know. Well, it was Wayne, Chad, and Ray got up and did a couple songs, and then I kind of made sure I did a song too. It's kind of a funny story, but got to be joined by Ray there. But yeah, they're working hard, and if you were at the Southern Fried Rock Show last night, you know that they have some new music in the works as well. So they treated us to some of that. Can't wait for a new album from them. We get so many requests from these guys. They're very popular, and so I think we should maybe throw some on here.
Yeah, why don't we kick the show off with some East Coast Turnaround then, since it's so networked together here in the last 2 weeks.
It sure has. It's amazing. You can travel across the state, and there's just all of these connections anymore. And you know, things are really things are really moving pretty good, I think, with everything that we have going here. And not that we've started it or anything, but just, you know, I think what you'll hear our guests talk about a little bit is how things are really just kind of getting tied together and people working together and making them connections and networking and resourcing, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, I think networking is the key word tonight, because we're going to be visiting with John Lane coming up. And he's connected with the AK Music Scene show done by Bill Damiano. But he's in Akron, Ohio, and has his own show called Hilljack Radio. And he's also the lead vocalist of a band called the Hellfire Club. So we'll find out a little bit about them. But let's get into that ECT, East Coast Turnaround, and we'll follow that up. And I know we tried to avoid talking about it altogether, but you and I are a little down in the dumps this week because our teams are both done with their football seasons. And I mean, literally got their beep-beep-deeps handed to them last week.
That was embarrassing. It was embarrassing on my side, anyway. I'm like, wow.
Embarrassing was used a few times in my household, among other things. But, yeah. But, you know, what we're going to do after East Coast Turnaround is play one of the local Western Pennsylvania bands that actually has had one of their songs used by a Super Bowl team during their pregame as kind of their pregame anthem during the warm-ups. And they're a Western Pennsylvania band. So, I mean, give a shout-out to the teams that got there, New England and the Atlanta Falcons, who have used Red Room Effect's Rise Up as part of some of their pregame festivities. So keep your ear out.
Well, and speaking of Red Room, they are coming up on a future date of the Rock Done Right Tour. So it's all tying together,
see,
isn't
how
it?
It networks together beautifully. Let's get at it. Grassroots music here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7.
I got a cooler in the back You got to rise up. I wake up in the morning, don't want to get up out of bed. Quit your moaning and your groaning, that's what my grandmama said. Get moving, baby, just lead the way. No time to be snoozing, baby. You're gonna be a star someday. Wah, 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 wah. Ooh. Rise up with the morning sun. Don't be afraid to run. Wide spread your wings, go out and have some. Limitless, you gotta
The moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff, all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on our Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station, 97.7. Did you tell me this is Grassroots Show number 239?
Yes, it is. Plus or minus one.
Okay. Well, then 261 more, we get to have another party thrown by our radio station that we'll probably have to create ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Start learning to bake a cake now.
We're brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh on Route 19 in Wexford, and this segment brought to you by the place that has the Man Can Special. We're talking about the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. for a refreshingly good time. And if you're looking to drown your sorrows for any teams that have lost, gone by the wayside, that 24-ouncer really does the job, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But at least we have Pirates baseball right around the corner. That's coming.
Right. That's right. There's always a bright spot at the end of the rainbow. Just finding the rainbow sometimes is difficult through the clouds.
But you can find a rainbow in Freeport, so I recommend you get down there.
That's right.
And tell them thanks for supporting local music.
Because they are our longest-running sponsor of the show, which is well into its fifth year, and we're excited to kind of cross paths here with a gentleman who's involved in his own show, also involved with another show that's in this area, and we want to welcome to our program John the American Hilljack Lane. John, how you doing?
Thank you guys very much. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing
this evening, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's morning as we talk, but by the time it airs, it will be this evening, so it's kind of, you know, it works all, we cover all the boundaries that way. But we're doing good, John. And, of course, you currently reside in Akron, Ohio, but you're a native of this area, right?
Yes, I grew up in Katanning, Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, I came out here and joined a band in 2002 and met a woman, and somehow I ended up staying.
Well, hey, I'm glad it worked out, and I understand Akron has a pretty solid music scene, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, and of course your band, because you were connected to a couple of local bands performing actually this past weekend. But you're a pretty good friend of Bill Damiano.
Yes, I am. Mr. Bill Damiano of the AK Music Scene and the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I've known him for a while. I met him. He used to take tons of pictures of bands. I was in back there in Pittsburgh, Impune and a few others. And he contacted me in, I believe, 2014, in February 2014, to start doing the concert calendar for the Pennsylvania Rock Show. And he actually, that what encouraged me to turn around and go to the Ohio Center for Broadcasting, which is the Ohio Media School, and begin hopefully a broadcasting career myself that I'm working on.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of excitement for you, and obviously found a little bit of a passion outside of performing in a band, huh?
Yes. I'm getting along the tooth, so they say, and I've had some luck in my life that I've got to tour, and I was in South Korea in 2003 with a band called Alistair Wilde and toured for the MWR USO, and I've been to Bahrain, Kosovo, Iraq with that band, and then in 2008 we worked with Randy Rhoads' brother, Kelly Rhoads, and the original bass player of Quiet Riot, Kelly Garney, and I also did an album with that band with Rudy Sarzo, from Quiet Riot and Whitesnake. I'm not making the millions, so maybe broadcasting will be a little bit more luck for me.
Well, having been in radio for 30 years, good luck with that. Let me know where you find it. But it's all
as long as I can keep myself in cigarettes and gas money, I'm a pretty happy guy.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
Well, yeah. Well, it'll do that for you, no doubt.
You sound like most of the musicians.
Right.
Cigarettes, beer, money, and gas. We're good.
But that's pretty cool that you found a passion through, you know, what Bill has kind of led you down, and being involved in really two different music scenes. I'm sure you, you know, have some fun perspectives with regard to what's happened here in Western Pennsylvania and what appears to be a pretty solid scene out your way.
It is, but what's harder out here is what unfortunately they're a little bit behind. The Western Pennsylvania scene, what Bill Damiano and Steve Craven and Matt Franny has done, has pulled people together, and they work together to do the great things like Rock for Life and Gigaroo and Rocktoberfest, and Utah was part of that at one time as well. Out here, it's hard to get people to work together. They still treat it like it's a competition, and the struggle between the bands is the hard part. Fortunate enough, I've surrounded myself with people that are pro positive, real, and original. You know, that's my thing, and try to work with bands of that nature. And as you mentioned, last Saturday we had a Rubber Meets Steel show where we had two bands from Ohio, from our area, Destroyer Court and my band, the Hellfire Club, and we brought out Tirach and Sky and After the Fall, and we put on a really phenomenal show. And I was very happy to have my friends out and have my current friends from out here put together. So it was a very, very positive, great show.
And, you know, I guess, John, it takes strides like that to help a music scene grow. I think Utah, we've even talked about this, where we have witnessed, even in the last 5 years of our show, and I'm sure Bill being, you know, for his show now in double-digit years, has witnessed the growth of this music scene and really kind of evolving a bit from that competition aspect where my band's got to be better than your band, where now you have bands wanting to be their best but also sharing the love a little bit, supporting each other. I mean, you still have, I'm sure, some bands that are that competitive edge, but we've noticed a little bit of growth in that area.
Yeah, you're seeing them show up to watch the other bands and stick around to watch the bands again, which that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yes, and I love that positivity. I think it needs to happen not just within bands but within our society as a whole. So, but you know, it's nice to see guys that believe in things beyond themselves. You know, so when you get chances to do shows where you're doing charitable events to help other people, you know, through our music, you know, like Rock for Life and other events, I really enjoy that.
Now you've actually been doing some work with Bill. You mentioned for the Pennsylvania Rock Show, taking care of what you said, the concert calendar.
Yes, he has me as the voice of the concert calendar. I used to do all the media stuff for Tim Ripper Owens, formerly of Judas Priest, at his bar, the Tap House. Mm-hmm. And when it went under, I wasn't doing anything because I did the videos. I was actually, you know, doing the face, and Bill called me, and he, you know, and asked me to do the concert calendar. And since Bill has been doing it since 2004 with the Pennsylvania Rock Show, I was really familiar with it, and I was really honored that he asked me. So it's been nice, and like I said, he started me out on, you know, doing the little bit of broadcasting things, and that's what really, it was like, wow, this is really fun, and maybe I could do something with this, and that's what pushed me to go forward. And I try to be like Bill. I call him, you know, Obi-Wan Damiano, because he's like my Jedi, and he teaches me so much. And then Brian Schaefer, that was in Cage, he encouraged him to do his podcast, and you know, and now we have Podcast Your Scene, where all three of our podcasts are on there. But then we also once a month get together and we do a podcast where the three of us talk about different subjects. And in fact, this past month we did one with Doug Conahan, from After the Fall on being a front man, which basically Bill interviewed me, Doug, and Brian. It's really nice. It's a real good exchange, and we're all working together. And Bill has taken the AK music scene and just really helped it, and I'm hoping to do the same out here with the Akron, Canton, Cleveland scene.
Very, very
in the
cool.
same way.
Well, you know, Bill is an educator, right? So it kind of fits right up his alley that he's been able to, you know, help you along in that aspect and really grow, I think, both angles of coverage here in Pennsylvania and Ohio.
Yes, and it's nice because we both are able to help those bands network and get bands going, coming over here and going over there. Mm-hmm. Not just my band. I get a little bit more possible favoritism because I'm from there. I try not to, you know, discourage anybody from out here to contact those guys and get over that way, because I believe the on-time music and local music is something that needs to be recognized. There's so many good bands in both scenes, let alone a lot of the scenes that I get to travel to. So when you get that chance to get them to interact and learn from each other, plus support each other, and get each other in front of different crowds, you have more of a chance that maybe someone will get discovered and get that move up.
Very cool. We're visiting with John, the American Hilljack Lane. And by the way, if you want to check out Bill Damiano's program and find out more about these podcasts, including Podcast You're Seeing, if you go to akmusicscene.com, that'll take you right to Bill's website, and you get to hear a little bit more about that. Well, we're going to continue our discussion with John and find out a little more about the Akron scene and his band, too. But why don't we jump into a couple of those local bands that you hosted over that way in Akron over the past weekend. And I know, John, you said that you're a big fan of Tarachan Sky's Daisy Duke.
Yes, sir.
let's give it a shout here. It's Tarachan Sky and Daisy Duke here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result. When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock and Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock and Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Southern girl style. Oh, rolling up hot all over the news. And if you haven't heard, I'm not gonna introduce Miss Daisy Duke. Top of me crazy, backwoods attitude. Oh, no, crazy. Better watch out if you don't know what to do. I'd be more afraid of Daisy than the boys in blue. With a crooked smile and a puckered up lips. Shaking those hips. Better watch out if you don't know what to do. Better watch out for Miss Daisy Duke.
the chaos revving up. Hit the pedal, I'll shut you up. Here she comes, head down. Tell the boy she's back in town. She makes me feel a certain way. I can do this every day. If you can handle being rough, watch your mouth, she'll bust you up. Rolling up hot all over the news. If you haven't heard,
I'd like to introduce
Miss Stacy Duke. Driving me crazy, backwoods attitude. Oh, oh, crazy. Better watch out if you don't know what to do. I'd be more afraid of Daisy than the boys in blue. With a crooked smile, when a bucket of lips, downright beautiful, shaking those hips. Better watch out if you don't know what to do. Better watch out for Miss Daisy Duke.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and this segment here, visiting with John, the American Hill Jack Lane, presented by All About Reclaimed, located on North Main Street in downtown Butler, or I guess Main Street in downtown Butler. They're not quite on North. They're kind of right down in the middle, so stop by and check them out, and some great locations down there. Actually, you could spend in that one little block where All About Reclaimed is quite a bit of time browsing around and supporting local hometown businesses, and I think you could be quite satisfied. So I encourage you to do that here in the next week.
In fact, I recommend on March 10th you come out to Reclamation Brewing and check out the Noble Hops Band, because we'll be back.
Okay. A little insight there. Well, thank you very much, sir. Visiting with John, the American Hill Jack Lane. He's from Akron, Ohio, native of Katanning, but now in that scene, but tied in very directly with the Pennsylvania Rock Show and Bill Damiano. And I got to ask you, John, your band, give us a little background on who they are and how you came up with that name.
Well, currently I sing for the Hellfire Club. You can check us out at hellfiremusic.com. The name was actually brought by our former singer. I'm the singer. Former guitar player, Michael McIntyre. You guys got me up too early. He watches a lot of Marvel and does a lot of things like that, and he took it from the bad guys that are on the X-Men, that are against the X-Men, and I just sort of ran with it. And then you have the Hellfire Club that Ben Franklin and different people were a part of, and a lot of people connect it to, and it sometimes can be a double-edged sword, but I think Utah has an interesting story about my former band, FMA, which was called Future Murders of America, and I'll let you take it from there, Utah.
Well, you're right. A name is very important, and there was a point in time where I used to run the Rocktoberfest show that goes on every year, and we had these guys on, John Lane and his band, FMA, which is what we had to end up calling them anyway, but tried to get insurance on the show, you know, just event insurance.
Sure.
And everything was fine until they asked for the lineup, and then they saw the name Future Murderers of America on the handbill, and that was it. They were not insuring it at all.
But what's funny about that name, I didn't technically come up with it. I just, our guitar player at the time, Keith Bell, his mother taught at a school where there's a lot of kids that were, let's say, rebellious. And when I talked to her, we were trying to call up the name, we were practicing at Keith's house, and she says, "Oh, I teach the Future Murders of America." And I said, "Oh, right there's our name," you know? So it wasn't even, you know, but like I said, with the Hellfire Club, I didn't even really pick that name at all, but it comes back, you know, I'm attracted to things that kind of shock, but everybody thinks that even with the Hellfire Club that we're this maybe death metal or some kind, but we're really hard rock metal that like we cover things from anywhere from Pantera to Nonpoint to a lot of the bands that are going on today, you know, and it's not a bunch of screaming stuff. Because trust me, I'm too old to scream. I got to sing.
But it is funny how, you know, a thought can be planted in somebody's mind simply by a name or imagery, and it can have reverberating effects, to say the least.
Yeah, and that's like for me, from going to school, I decided to start doing my own thing out here. Looks similar to Bill when I started doing the American Hill Jack Pro Series Radio, which is APRO Radio, and you can check that out at APRORadio.com. And I do the same thing as the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I do a lot of the locals, and I support, I call it, on-signed and local music from everywhere. And I have stuff from different music scenes from around the country. And I try to encourage, you know, being a pro, which is positive, real, and original. And that doesn't mean that just because, you know, you are a pro, that you don't have your opinions and you don't have, you know, differences of opinions with people, but it's so we can be able to discuss things and be open-minded about them and agree to disagree and possibly find a way to maybe come together in a meeting of the minds on, you know, on our disagreements.
Mm-hmm. Your April Radio, is it a monthly show, much like
It's a weekly. It's a weekly show. That I have the American Hilljack Files. It is a weekly show, and I totally ripped that off. I always loved the Rockford Files, and I actually used the part of the theme from that for theme song from that for my music, you know, for my intro every week. Growing up there in Catan, my grandfather, Lyle Schreckengoss, I remember watching that with him for many a Sunday, and so that's where I took that from. And it's weekly. I in fact, this past latest episode, I did an interview with my son, who plays in several bands out here. He's 22, and he plays in a band called Three Vultures. He's a drummer. Yeah, I tried to break him of that, but you just can't. You know. So. But it's nice. It's nice to be able to have a show where it is a positive thing. And I call them shoot interviews, where it's not all the fluff, where people come on there and say exactly what they feel and their opinions on the scenes, on anything they want to talk about.
Well, we got to back up one second here. I love the Rockford Files too. That was a classic show.
Yes, you just can't beat it. And what really. They just took off of Netflix. I love watching that show. And about 2 weeks ago, I got on there in the morning to watch it while I was doing my daily work, and it was gone. Oh. And it was like, oh man, now what the heck am I going to watch while I'm working? You know,
disrespect for James Garner. Can you believe it? And again, your website aproradio.com, correct?
Yes, and Bill does that website. Just the you know. He does many websites, but he does that website because, like, I am not a real guru at that. Even though I took it in school, I just can't grasp it as much as Bill can. And he's my Jedi. He's, you know, and he also does the HellfireMusic.com site. I do more on there because it's not as much to manipulate. But when it comes to doing things for the April Radio, I got to have Bill hold my hand like I'm a 2-year-old child.
Well, and if you're listening, we've talked to Bill a couple times in the past, and if you're in need of a website or something like that, he's available. He loves doing this stuff, so recommend reaching out to him.
Very cool.
Yes, and Bill will go to his lengths as much as possible to make your website the best it can be.
Let's talk a little bit about the scene there in particular. You know, we know what's been growing around here, and the venues have changed when you compare to 20-some years ago. But there are venues here that are avidly supporting live local original music, is what we like to call it. Are there places to play out there in Akron? Do you find that scene? I know you referred to, you know, it's kind of a competitive nature right now, but how are the venues out your way?
Sadly, we have lost two just recently. Tim Ripper Owens had another bar after the one I worked at him with, called Tim Owens Traveler's Tavern, that was actually on Spike TV's Bar Rescue, mm-hmm. but it actually shut down in last September, and not too long after that, Chuck's Steakhouse shut down. So now we're down to limited clubs. But one of my favorite clubs that we just played last Saturday is the Empire Concert Club and Bar, and then you have Casey's National Nights, and we're going to be playing the Barley House on February 11th, which is downtown. But it's become hard and scarce because the crowds aren't the way they used to be, and I think what it comes down to a lot of it is bands don't promote the way they used to, and we've gone back to actually doing paper and pressing the flesh and, you know, going to places and really trying to connect with people, because that's what people, I think, want nowadays, is a face to know what they're buying. And unfortunately, a lot of people have gotten too reliant on Facebook and other medias like that, and they don't realize that that's not working anymore. You know, they need to get back to that old school mentality. So it's made it hard out here, and I'm trying to encourage that. And I think we're getting a lot of the younger bands are seeing what we're doing and starting to take on that same aspect. I've seen some people putting flyers and things up and handing out flyers at our show. And normally, you know, other bands would get offended, like, oh man, this is my time. But I encourage that, because every person through the door for your band is important. And if there's people at our show that would possibly love to see your band, please come out and do that. And whether it's in Pennsylvania, in the Western Pennsylvania area, or the Akron, Ohio area.
Hey, the best advertising is word of mouth. I know,
yes.
You know, even in my personal aspect, obviously, you know, I try to support people that advertise on these radio stations. But also, if I get a good word of mouth, somebody that has had a good experience with a business, that's the first people I call. And, you know, that's the same thing with a band. When somebody has a good personal experience watching a band and they hear about it and that gets spread, you know, chances are that person's going to go look up that band, too. So, you know, that could be your best advertisement.
Yes, and then was it Corbury Woodstock, I believe, I met you at?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
And that was done very well, and I loved that vibe with just how nice it was and everybody interacting with each other, and I did a lot of networking that day, including with you. So things like that, that's what I try to do out here, and I think it's really picking up. When people see that you're, you know, honest and upfront about things and just trying to do for the scene itself, not just yourself, it does go a long way.
Again, John, the American Hill Jack Lane, he's from the Hellfire Club, has his own APRO radio show. Check it out, APROradio.com. Of course, you can also check out Bill Damiano's show, AKMusicScene.com, and check out the Pennsylvania Rock Show, and also here. Mr. John Lane as well. John, fabulous to talk with you tonight, and I'm sure we have to do this again down the road and just keep a monitor on what's happening between the two scenes and what everybody's up to, and wish you good luck with not only the band, but, hey, maybe your future in radio, too.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hopefully we see you out at the band jam this year, buddy.
I would love to come out.
Well, we'll be here in mid-July, and we'll talk more about that as well. And why don't we... Since you brought up a name that was familiar to a lot of folks,
mentioned Brian Schaefer there.
Yeah, we bumped into Brian not too long ago in the past year. Let's do some Cage and some Bombs. How about that? And it's
that'd be awesome.
Awesome. Thanks again, John. Appreciate you visiting with us here tonight, John Lane, and it's the Grassroots Show. Let's get at it. Cage on The Rock Station 97.7.
you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
Don't forget the Shiners are opening up for Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles at Club Cafe. It's a Monday night show, February 6th at 8 p.m. Also, check out a band we're going to play in the next segment called Special Reserve. They'll be at the Hard Rock in Pittsburgh on February 10th. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, February 11th, it's the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's featuring Trigger Happy and Mikey and the Snake Oil Boys. February 17th, the Noble Hops Band back in action at the Barefoot Bar and Grill in Schenley. Then on March 3rd, the Noble Hops Band will be at 565 Live in Bellevue and back to Reclamation Brewing on Main Street in Butler on March 10th. And mark your calendar, March 17th, it's the St. Patrick's Day Brutality Show, one of the Rock Done Right tour stops featuring Shag Dog Melonhead and Red Room Effect.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. Check them out, Perry Highway in the North Hills. And this segment of our show brought to you by P&W Construction. Appreciate visiting with John Lane tonight. Good discussion about two music scenes, the scene here in Western Pennsylvania and the Akron area as well, where we have witnessed a lot of local bands going over and playing, and well, in particular because of the connection to John Lane, which is good to see, with Jirach and Sky and After the Fall playing over there. And I know we've heard from many of the bands from this area that have been able to venture over and play in that region. It's good that they're able to branch out and play out, and we certainly hope that their music scene maybe catches a little hellfire like ours is doing right now, where it just seems to be on the rise. Good things are happening. We've had a couple of areas, locations, I guess you could say, that have been in development more recently with more activity playing local bands. And sounds like, any show can be hit or miss, but I think we've had some good attendance at some of the recent shows, too. So, it's exciting to have that situation develop.
We've got high school seniors making documentaries now about the local music scene. So, it's taken foot in this area, no doubt.
Yeah. By the way, right after Cage Bombs, we heard a new song from Homicide Black, a song called Somebody to Love, and a very talented band here in the Western Pennsylvania music scene. And well, you'll have an opportunity, obviously, to see a lot of shows coming up. We talked about the Rock Done Right tour earlier, and of course, our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival will be quickly approaching before we know it, mid-July. But some new things happening with regard to the Band Jam this year. Yes, we're still going to be featuring live local original bands. It's still going to be over 2 days, Friday night and all day Saturday. Still going to be at Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock, a beautiful facility. beautiful amphitheater setting that they have. But we have lowered the cost a little bit. But also, there's another group that's going to be coming in. So if you're planning to camp, may I make a recommendation that you make your plans and get your reserved spot as soon as possible, because there will be some added competition, if you will, for a place to stay out there. Now, there's going to be plenty of room for everybody, but I think it's just going to enhance the atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. Really looking forward to this. And, you know, it's just been great working with Cooper's Lake Campground. The people out there are fantastic. And they've helped put all of this together, and we still have some more surprises up our sleeve here, so we hope to announce over the coming weeks. But, hey, tickets are available now. We're going to start announcing the lineups here really, really soon. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, July 14th to the 16th, just mark that off. Take Friday off and Monday off. Tell your boss, hey, I can't come in. Oh, yeah. By the way, why don't you come out of the band jam, too?
Yeah, there you go. Come out and spend the weekend and have a great time. Again, $20 is going to get you in for the entire weekend. So it's going to cost you $20 if you come Friday. It's going to cost you $20 if you come Saturday. Or it's going to cost you $20 if you come Friday, Saturday, and stay to Sunday.
Yeah.
Whatever. Now, your camping is extra. That's why we're saying go to the Cooper's site. If you go to thebandjam.com, we've got the links there for you.
Yeah, and you don't have to camp there. If you want to drive out each day and you know, just listen to the music and head back home, that's fine. But it's a great place to camp. And, you know, another funny thing, too, is I had a company contact me about maybe having their annual company party during the band jam out there, which that would be pretty cool. So yeah. If you're a company out there looking for something new and innovative to do with your employees, heck, this might be a good idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we continue to look at ways of enhancing that festival atmosphere surrounding the music, but the bottom line is it is about the music that day, featuring some of the bands that we feature here on a Sunday night here on the Grassroots Show, and a lot of those bands that have made their way into regular rotation too. It's just a small sample, but I think a very strong example of what this music scene can present all in one weekend.
I was going to say, when you said some, it is just some, because we have tons of artists that we're working with anymore. The quality is unbelievable. The musicianship, the songwriting, the products that they're putting out, the music that they're putting out. And as you well know, it is never an easy task getting this lineup hammered out. But we take it very seriously and very responsibly, and we do the best we can.
That's right. And it actually has become, I think, more difficult booking the band jam than going through our Grassy nominees. You know, when you really look at it.
Oh, I think it's... Yeah, I'm there with you.
Well, let's get to a couple of more tunes, and we're going to go back to a gentleman that we just visited with a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Chet Vincent and his band, The Big Bend, and I say we throw on another cut of his, because I'm really kind of liking his stuff here, and a little song called Cut Us Down.
All right, and speaking of word of mouth, we heard from Josh Earhart. He is part of a band called Special Reserve, and I know they've had pretty. They're from the Pittsburgh Greensburg area, and have played shows and have friends in the Derek Woods Band and East Coast Turnaround, and got us some information. They have a self-titled EP that is currently out that was recorded at Tonic Studios down in Pittsburgh, and they have a unique description on how they describe their band. They said, when you hear Special Reserve, you take whiskey-infused heavy rock from the 1970s, store it in a time capsule, then set it loose to the delight of modern audiences. I love it. Melting pot of blues, southern rock, and modern indie undertones.
Sounds like something in my backyard, but go ahead.
So we'll play some Special Reserve after Chet Vincent and the Big Ben with their song called Charlene. And we'll do this thing again next week right here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh.
sound.
Lean into
the sound. If you let it be, it'll lift you off the ground. Reach towards the sky. Let in the light and greet the day. It's not so hard to let fear fade away. It's not so hard.
Studios. Newsflash. Wintertime has arrived in Western PA. Stop worrying about it and come test drive the fully redesigned for 2017 all-wheel drive CR-V. In this car, winter doesn't stand a chance. It's here, and we've got yours waiting for you during the trade-in, trade-up sales event. Going on now at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7.